Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. She responds to Lunishva Hassan B'Yakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings two arguments between Rebbe and Antoninus. Antoninus was a Roman officer who was a friend of Rebbe, and as Mevur and Chazal, Rebbe and Antoninus represent the correct way that Yaakov and Esau had to be together. Shnei goyim bevidnech, shnei geyim bevidnech. That's Rebbe Antoninus. So the Gemara brings two things that Antoninus seems to win an argument with Rebbe. Number one argument is, neshama, when does it come? Mematai nisno be'odom. According to Rebbe, Rebbe says, is given mishas yetzira. As the Maharsha explains, mishas yetzira means in the 40th day after conception. That's when the neshama is given. So Antoninus asked Rebbe, so how can the basar stay intact? It won't be masriach without a neshama. So Rebbe told Antoninus, you're right. The neshama is given in the time of conception and the time of kido. The second argument is, when does Yitzhara come into the Adam? So Rebbe says, Mishas Yitzhara. Once the baby is formed, the Yitzhara comes. Antoninus said, no, it's only when the baby is born. And Antoninus convinced Rebbe because he said, if Yitzhara comes in right away, so then the baby would go and kick his mother and come out of the womb of his mother. In both cases, Rebbe admitted that Antoninus was right. And that's the Tamua Milut. Rebbe, the Nasi B'Yisrael, the one who put the Mishnayos together, he did not know this tightness of Antoninus. And furthermore, both claims that Rebbe said, we find Raya did from other places. The second one regarding the Yitzhara, the Maharsha brings over here, that the question that Esav, we know, when he was in the womb of his mother, was trying to go to the Bat Avodah Zarah. He was Nimshach Avodah Zarah. So you see, he did have Yetzer Hara already in the womb. And regarding when the Neshama comes to the Adam, there's the Maharal, famous Maharal, who speaks about why Malkus, it says Arboim, you have to hit the person 40 times, but really it's only 39, not 40. So he says 39 is connected to 39 days of Yetziras of Lot. It takes 39 days to form the body of a baby. The 40th day is the day the Neshama comes in. So together it's 40. But when you give him Malkus, you give him only 39 connected to Guf, not connected to Neshama. And the Avinezer proves that with the Maharal's point by the fact that a fetus less than 40 days old doesn't cause tumor because the Neshama doesn't come in until the 40th day. That's mamish what Rebbe said, that the neshama comes only in the 40th day, as the Maharsha said. And here in our Gemara, it seems that Rebbe admitted to Antoninus that the neshama comes earlier. Elama, what is the pshat in Rebbe's shita? So we'll start with the second part with the Yitzhar, which is easier to understand. The Maharal already explains in Bereishis, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Chaf Beis, that how did Esav want to go to Avodah Zarah if there's no Yitzhar, according to what we learn in our Gemara? Says the Maharal, there really there's two types of Yitzhara. There's Yitzhara, which takes a person and makes a person self-destruct himself. The Yitzhara pushes a person to do a destruction. That a person does not have until he's born. But Yitzhara that a person is imperfect. And his imperfection, he belongs to some place of Ra, that a person does have when he's a baby. And very similar says of Yitzhak Isaac Chover over here, in the Sefer Afikiyam, a person has tendencies to do wrong things. That a person has even as a baby. But the Avi Yitzhar is a Sitracho who controls him and makes him do things that are self-destructing, as the Gemara brings an example, that he's going to kick his mother and come out of the womb, which will kill himself. That's something that a person is protected while he's in the womb. Meaning there's two levels of Yitzhar. There's the natural Yitzhar and there's the outside controlling Yitzhar. The controlling Yitzhara comes only in time of birth. The natural one, the one that belongs to the person, mitivoi, that is in the womb. When Antoninus asked Rebbe, when does the Yitzhara come in? Rebbe referred to the natural Yitzhara. Told him Antoninus, but then you should kick his mother and leave. Said the Rebbe, you're right. That Yitzhara, that part of the Yitzhara comes only once the baby is born. And a similar thing has to do with the Neshama. This is a little more complicated because it has to do with some concepts in Kabbalah. But the neshama itself has different dargas of the neshama. Just for example, we know there's Neran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. There are different levels of the neshama. There's a lower level of the neshama, which is in the womb from the time of conception, and that's what keeps the body intact. That's what makes sure it's not masrachas. But the higher level of neshama, the neshama, which is really the place where a person is above his body, that's something that comes only b'tab shas yetziro, only in the 40th day after conception. And this answer is brought down also here in Yitzchak Isaac Chovin Afikiyam, and so I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Sefta Moshlita. And according to this, it's the exact same dialogue between Rebbe and Antoninus. When Antoninus asked Rebbe, when is the neshama coming to the body, Rebbe understood as the higher level neshama. He said that comes in the 40th day. So as the Antoninus, how does the body stay intact for 40 days? So said Rebbe, that I agree. The lower level of neshama that keeps the body together, that you have already from the time of conception. So you may lay both things are correct. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.